Gnakwa'sha Family Assault Support Services recently announced that they will be implementing a four-day work week for their staff. And here to talk to me about the changes is the manager of operations at Gnakwa'sha, Brody Thomas. So thank you for taking some time to talk to me this morning, Brody.
No problem.
I wanted to start by asking, what was the purpose of switching to the four-day work week as opposed to the traditional Monday to Friday work schedule?
We had a few different reasons for switching. The first one was to try to create a better work-life balance. So, the traditional five-day work week, who kind of said that work has to be 5 days, right? And we want to be progressive here and make sure that our staff are okay. Something we learned, I guess, during the pandemic, I guess if you can pull a positive out of it, is the need for increased activity for your mental health, right? So family time, time away from work, the office, and the stress, right? So part of the jobs here, working in family violence and, you know, dealing with sexual assault, human trafficking, all the things that our staff see on a daily basis are here. It is, hard on them. So being able to give an extra day, if we could figure that part out. So I guess the main reason we did it was for our staff, but there's other reasons too, recruitment and retention of current staff, being able to compete with other agencies that might have a higher salary. So giving an alternative incentive for recruitment and just trying to keep the people that we have here. So I think those were pretty much the main reasons.
Okay. And so that was something that you guys seen over the pandemic, was your staff members being a lot more stressed than usual?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, they're people too, right? Living through the pandemic, just like anyone else. So living through the pandemic was stressful, but then coming into work and, you know, with hearing the stories we do and the healing that happens here, some people might experience vicarious trauma or secondary trauma from hearing things and not being able to do your self-care that you usually do right during the pandemic, whether it was sports, gym, seeing support people, all that was a lot more difficult. So, for sure, that it was definitely more stressful for people coming into work.
And you said that work-life balance was a big motivator in this. Can you just talk to me about like how important that is for people in the workforce?
It's very important. So a lot of the time we spend so much time at work that we don't have time. By the time, you know, Friday you start to calm down, Saturday you might catch up on your errands and stuff, and then Sunday maybe you start to finally relax, and then boom, right back Monday, you're back again. Mm-hmm. So it's super important to do your self-care. It's something that we promote a lot here. Our staff do have self-care plans that we monitor and check in with them, that they are doing the things that they need to do to relax, and that could be anything from, you know, visiting, you know, an aunt or a grandparent, spending time with your children, going to the gym, listening to music, or all the way to, like, you know, going to your own personal therapy. We promote that as well. So, it's super important for people because burnout's a real thing, and sometimes it creeps up on you if you don't take care of that. So this is just a way to, and I mean, our staff work so hard, and everyone during the pandemic worked so hard, and it was just our way of trying to do something for the staff, right, to make their lives better and to give them that extra day to do whatever they choose to do on that day. And it definitely is not going to affect services. We figured that piece out, and we are, you know, fully operational still 24/7. So, yeah, it took us a bit. I'm not going to say it was easy, but we've been working on it for months, and so far, I think this is week two. It's going great. Yeah, people are really enjoying it, and there's been no disruption in the services to the community.
So the new schedule is already in effect?
Yes. Yeah, we're in week two.
Okay.
Of the 4 day. Yep.
And do you guys plan on making this? This is a permanent switch.
Yeah. Right now, it's set to be permanent. So we are tracking. We did a little bit of a staff wellness survey at the start to kind of track where people are at, and then after a year, we're gonna see where people are at from this year and see if some things have gotten better for people as far as their work life goes. But yeah, right now it's permanent as of now.
And can you just talk to me about how the switch will impact the staff's daily hours?
The daily hours haven't really switched too much. So like a true 4 day model of a work week is giving the day off and not increasing hours, right? So right, making hours the same, but giving the extra day off. There's a lot of hybrid models that other people might use. So, okay, well, we'll increase their hours 2 hours a day to make up for that missed day, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to do that because essentially it's not going to help because now we're working them just as hard. They're here longer days and missing more time out, right, with what they need to do. So we chose to do the true 4 day model. We work, there's a 4 day work week here, and we also have a 5 day option. So some people, they just like to be here for the 5 days, but they're shortened days. So everyone, even whether you're a 4 day work week person or a 5 day, you still work the same amount of working hours per week, if that makes sense. And then our hours, our staff are working either 8 to 4:30 or 8:30 to 5 during the days that they're here for the 4 days, 4 day work week staff.
And do you think the 4 day work week will have a positive impact on the staff and improve productivity within the workplace?
Yes, I do. I think people having that extra day to do what they need to do will give them more energy in the 4 days they are here. I know this, like we looked at a lot of the research done. They've done 4 day work weeks in various studies across the globe, actually. So we looked at those studies, and all of them had increased productivity from all the staff. We're hoping that trend continues here. And I know the feedback I've gotten from staff right now are positive. Everyone's loving it. They're very thankful for this change. And, yeah, there's been no disruption, and everyone just working away over here as usual. So, no, it's been really good.
Okay. And you sort of touched on this earlier, but in the press release that was put out announcing this change, it says, as an emergency essential service, Gnakusha will continue to provide care to community members 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that the staff anticipates minimal or zero impacts on clients and residents of the community as the new work schedule is implemented. And so I just want to know, can you detail how the staff plans to accomplish that with the changes?
Yeah, so I mean, we do 24/7 here, so we have day staff and day programs, like our community counseling for men, women, children, our sexual assault center, and our human trafficking unit, and of course our admin staff. So they do like a regular Monday to Friday during the day type thing. But we also have our residential services, which are 24/7, so the youth lodge and the shelter. And basically, because we're working 8.5-hour shifts, we have 3 people on, so that covers the 24 hours. And the full-time staff just work 4 days. And even if they are residential, they're working 4 days and having 3 off. So we have part-time or relief staff that cover the full-time for the other shifts. So it really wasn't too hard to figure out the scheduling. There's always someone in the building 24/7 still, because the shelter staff's here on midnight shifts. So if anyone needs to call for an emergency or a walk-in 24/7, Monday to Friday, the full 7 days, someone's always here to answer the phone, and someone's always here if someone shows up at our door, just like usual.
Okay. And as far as I know, Gnakusha is one of the first businesses in the community to switch to a 4 day work week. Could you see more businesses making the switch if you and the staff at Gunnekwishaw can show that these changes have no effect on the workplace and can actually improve productivity?
For sure. I think already I've received some calls from external agencies about kind of inquiring how we did it. So, you know, I'm happy to share. I think it's a change coming you know, across Canada and in Ontario. I think eventually it's something that everyone might move towards. As far as here, like elected council and other big agencies, I could see them moving to it as well. Everyone's kind of curious, right? Who doesn't want an extra day off, right, to do something
for sure
they want to do? So, yeah, I think it's going to catch on. And, you know, we did it for recruitment and retention. We wanted to kind of, you know, Gunnekwishaw has always been a very innovative, kind of ahead of the game place. And we wanted to do it first, but we're, you know, our goal is for a healthy community, right? So if all the other workers can have an extra day off and be better and have more time with their loved ones, then, you know, we're more than happy to share our model and how we did it so everyone can enjoy a 4-day in the work week in the community.
And lastly, I just wanted to ask you, can you talk to me about how the changes will not only benefit just the staff at Gunnekwishaw, but also the community members of Six Nations?
For sure. For the staff, I guess, you know, if you have a healthier staff, more relaxed staff, they're going to do better work and provide a better service for the community members coming in, right? So that's one way the community will benefit. Not that we weren't providing a quality service before, but I think it will increase now. Once you have staff a little more relaxed, they're going to come up with different ideas quicker and be more motivated and have more energy to do events and stuff like that. So all of our clients will benefit from that, you know. And again, our staff are community members, so we're going to hopefully have happier, more relaxed community members out there too, and that trickles through. You know, the family system, you know, when people are more relaxed and not so stressed out. So that's, I think that's how it will affect the community.
Brody, this was great. I want to thank you again for taking some time to talk to me about the changes to Gunnekwishaw's work week. And hopefully it's a very successful implementation and maybe you guys can be a starting point for other businesses looking to follow your guys' lead.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great.